Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty critical in AI. Knowledge graphs, you know, those big interconnected webs of information and how they're, well, supercharging agentic AI. That's the kind of AI that acts on its own to get things done.
Exactly. And we've looked at some sources that really get into how KGs are shifting. They're not just static databases anymore. They're becoming like the memory and the reasoning core for these autonomous systems.
So agentic AI.
Yeah.
Think AI that can understand, plan, even learn independently.
Hmm.
But the big hurdle is giving them solid knowledge, right? And a reliable memory.
That's precisely where knowledge graphs or KGs step in. Picture a really structured map of information, entities, concepts, objects, all linked by clear relationships. You've probably seen Google's knowledge graph. That's a classic example.
Right. And what we're seeing is that these KGs are becoming way more dynamic. They're basically acting as the agent's memory, guiding its behavior, even hooking into the code it uses.
Mm-hmm. So if you've ever wished AI wasn't so prone to making things up, you know, hallucinating, or maybe just understood context better, this deep dive into KGs and agentic AI is definitely for you.
Okay, let's jump in. Just how fundamental are KGs for this kind of AI?
Oh, they're absolutely foundational. A modern KG for an agent isn't just data storage, it's a dynamic knowledge base. It has what we call formal semantics, clear, defined meanings, often uses ontologies like blueprints for organizing knowledge.
So ontologies, like categories and rules.
Kind of, yeah. Key parts are the entities, the relationships, those ontologies, and unique identifiers, URIs. Think of URIs as a unique web address for every piece of knowledge.
Universal IDs, got it.
And crucial aspects are flexibility they have to grow and adapt as the agent learns and integration. They need to pull data from different places and, importantly, be queryable for reasoning.
So it's structured in a way the AI can actually use, not just store. Our sources really stress that this formal structure, the clear IDs, that's what makes the agent's behavior understandable, verifiable even.
Precisely. And that builds trust, which is huge. Plus, the adaptability means they don't break when they learn new things, unlike some rigid databases.
Makes sense. Okay, so what about the agents themselves? What really makes an AI agentic?
Good question. Core characteristics. Autonomy, definitely. Acting independently. They're goal-oriented, proactive. They don't just wait for instructions. They react, adapt, reason, interact.
Like an AI with initiative.
You got it. And their operation is often a cycle. Perceive the world, reason or plan, often using LLMs here, then act, and finally learn or reflect.
And the KG plugs into all of that.
Every stage. It provides context for perception, structured knowledge for reasoning and planning. It grounds the action selection, and it's a place where memory gets updated during learning.
Wow. Okay, so it's really woven into the whole process. What about when you have, like, multiple agents, a team?
Ah, multi-agent systems, yeah. They need a shared understanding to work together effectively. KGs can act as that common language, that lingua franca, so different specialized agents are all on the same page, referencing the same knowledge structure.
A shared brain, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so KGs are the foundation, the common language. Let's dig into the memory aspect. How does that work?
Right. KGs can serve as both semantic memory, that's general world knowledge, facts, relationships, and also episodic memory, like specific past events.
Okay, semantic is the encyclopedia part.
Pretty much. The connections in the graph let the agent access facts, understand how things relate, get context, perform reasoning.
And episodic.
Yeah.
For remembering specific moments.
Yeah. By adding things like timestamps and more context, sometimes using extensions like RDF, the KG can store specific events. What happened, when, maybe why. And crucially, this memory isn't fixed. Agents are constantly adding, changing, maybe even forgetting information in the KG over time.
So it's a living memory. How do they find what they need in potentially huge graphs?
Several ways. They can run specific graph queries like Sparkle or Sopher. They can just traverse the graph following connections or use embeddings for semantic search, find things that are conceptually similar. And techniques like GraphRag are emerging, blending graph retrieval with LLM generation.
You see frameworks actually doing this.
Oh, yeah. Things like ZEP, which is built with time in mind, or the agentic reasoning framework's mind map, using a KG to structure the agent's own thought process. Pretty neat stuff.
So blending general knowledge and specific memories with time factored in, that sounds like it allows for much smarter decisions, especially in complex, changing situations.
Exactly right. Temporal KGs, ones that understand time, are vital for reasoning about change and cause and effect. Okay, so memory's covered. How does this knowledge turn into action?
That's the next piece. Our sources show KGs can actually model actions and procedures, representing tasks, plans, steps, objects, resources, all using the graph structure in those ontologies we mentioned. LLMs can even help pull this structure out of text.
And the key thing is, because it's encoded in the KG, the agent doesn't just follow instructions blindly. It can reason about the plan. It can check preconditions. Can I do this step yet? Figure out the effects. Maybe find better ways to do things. The KG helps identify possible actions and build the plan.
So it's like a smart, flexible checklist the agent can think about. How does it connect to, say, using a software tool or running code?
KGs can represent those tools directly. Store information about the tool, its parameters, what it does. Then you link actions in the plan to specific tools or code functions in the KG. It grounds the plan in executable steps.
And users or other agents could query this.
Yeah, things like Text-to-Cipher can translate natural language into graph queries, making it easier to interact with this knowledge.
Okay, so the KG becomes an active part of getting things done. How do we bridge the gap between this structured knowledge and the actual code?
Good question. That's where things like knowledge graph embeddings, KGEs, come in. They turn entities and relations into numbers, into vectors. This lets you do math on them, find similarities, feed them into machine learning models. Tools like PyKine help create these.
Translating symbols into numbers computers can crunch makes sense.
Exactly. And we're also seeing code-based knowledge graphs emerge. These actually model the software code itself, functions, classes, how they depend on each other.
Whoa, so the KG understands the code.
Yeah, or at least its structure and semantics. This helps agents generate code, analyze it, understand how different parts fit together. Frameworks like LangChain or LangGraph help manage all these interactions, the LLM, the KG, the tools, the code execution, function calling. It orchestrates the whole thing.
So all becoming much more integrated, the knowledge, the reasoning, the code.
Right. The goal is to tightly link the knowledge in the KG to the actual code that does the work. Some sources even talk about a future with like unified embedding spaces. Imagine understanding abstract concepts and specific code functions seamlessly in the same space. That could really change things, especially for AI helping with software development.
Making AI a smarter coding partner.
Potentially, yes. More integrated, more context aware.
Okay. This has been fascinating, a real deep dive. I think the big takeaway is clear. Knowledge graphs aren't just optional anymore for serious agentic AI. They're becoming fundamental, providing structured memory, grounding actions, linking to code, building more reliable, understandable AI.
Absolutely. And understanding this connection really gives you insight into where AI is heading. More knowledgeable, more contextual, just more capable.
Definitely food for thought. And maybe a final thought for you, our listener. As these AI agents start managing and evolving their own knowledge graphs, what does that mean for us? For trust, for control, maybe even for what we consider knowledge itself?
A big question for the future.
Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.